from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump has signed new U.S. global tariffs, keeping in line with his campaign promise and consistent protectionist rhetoric.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
The tariffs announced today cover a wide range of products and are targeting many countries, among them key U.S. allies. Trump called the reciprocal tariffs, quote, Liberation Day for the U.S. after trading partners have, quote, looted, pillaged, and raped American industries for decades. All countries will also have an immediate 10% baseline tariff on imported goods. It's also official that New Jersey Senior Senator Cory Booker holds the record for the longest ever speech in recorded Senate history. The Democrat began his speech on Monday night at 7 p.m. in full-throated protest of the Trump administration's actions. He argued the current administration is plunging America into crisis.
God bless America. We need you now. God bless America if you love her.
Booker ended up speaking for over 25 hours. And a 14-year-old is charged with murder of Newark Police Sergeant Joseph Ascona. New Jersey law prevents teens under 15 from being tried as adults. Attorney General Matthew Plackin wants that to change.
We have drafted and will be introducing legislation called Joseph's Law, which will allow my office and law enforcement and prosecution agencies across the state to have the authority, the fullest authority possible, to hold them accountable.
Joseph's Law would remove protections for minors who are accused of assaulting or killing police officers. Now the Guarantee Service Business Report. Tesla vehicle deliveries declined by 13% in the first quarter compared with the year prior. This is the latest indicator of the company's suffering brand due to the actions of CEO Elon Musk's political activities. Vehicle deliveries are a proxy for sales. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 235 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And any weather updates, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Unsettled weather settling in each of the next 4 or 5 days has a shower chance in the forecast. Occasional rounds of wet weather, and as these impulses ride north of New Jersey, the most frequent occasional shower activity will be in the northern half of the state. And that includes tonight, rain shower to the north, otherwise mostly cloudy. Looks like most of the state stays dry. Temperatures dip into the lower 40s this evening, then rising into the 50s by daybreak tomorrow morning. It'll be a cloudy but warm day tomorrow. Highs 70 to 75 with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Friday was settled in the 60s with lots of clouds. Expect showers in the morning and again Friday night. Saturday looks pretty blah with clouds, a few showers, and cool temperatures mainly in the 50s. Sunday heats up into the 70s before scattered rain returns to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville, 44. Asbury Park, 43. Woodbury, 50 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.